Welcome to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, August 28, 2016. The Reverend Wendy Camori Steger is preaching. The sermon today is Hosts and Guests. The gospel lesson for today is Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 14.
Funny. Welcome. Luke chapter 14. Let's go. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. I learned this week dropsy is like edema. It's where there's the swelling. I didn't know that. I don't know. Dropsy wasn't a word I used a lot. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Then he said to them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pull it out on a Sabbath day?" And they could not reply to this. When he noticed how the guests chose places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would have to start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And he also said to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Please join me in prayer. God of wisdom, you have given us the gift of Scripture so that we might know your mind. Send your Holy Spirit to this place so that we might learn from you and grow mature in our walk of discipleship, becoming more like Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. VIPs, very important persons. They get a lot of attention from us and from the media, right? I'll admit, I like enjoying watching the fashion parade on the red carpet before the Academy Awards. You know you can buy a jersey with your favorite sports star's name and number across on the back. When you wear it, people don't really mistake you for that sports player, right? The Kardashians are famous for being Kardashians. There are the one percenters we pay attention to, Bill and Melinda Gates. You got rock stars like Taylor Swift, major politicians, famous artists, and I think sometimes in California foodie culture, there's like the chef celebrity culture. You're like, "Ooh, that's Thomas Keller from the French Laundry?" Clearly, I'm not a VIP. But I do remember mid-college when I got to meet a VIP. Well, not really meet, but I stood in the same room as a VIP when President Bill Clinton attended the church that I was attending at that time. The youth director had called me on Saturday and said, "Make sure you come to church early tomorrow. The president's coming." My first response was, "The president of what?" And he said, the president of the United States. And I'm like, "You have got to be kidding." Because this is this youth director goofy guy, right? Like, this is a practical joke. He's like, "No, really, there are Secret Service all over the building right now." So lo and behold, I get to church early, and this huge sanctuary was packed. And Bill Clinton sat in the very front pew, and the pastor looked really nervous that day. And Secret Service stood in the aisles, you know, with those little earpieces, scanning the sanctuary. And of course, I didn't get to meet the president, but you know, that's about the closest I got to a VIP. So I mean, I was just hearing, any VIPs you got to rub elbows with? Yeah.
I fought Clinton. 96, yeah.
Did you get to shake his hand, or you just saw him?
No, we were really close.
You're really close. Yeah, yeah, because if you're next to a VIP, you gotta snap the photo, you know, yeah.
John Dean.
John Dean. Okay, so you actually talked to him. And he signed a book, right? Other VIPs you've ever got to meet.
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin. Fun. Fun. Yeah. You're on a golf course and you're like, Fred McMurray's here. Dennis Quaid? You saw Clint Eastwood shopping in. what? Oh my goodness, Clint Eastwood in the grocery store. Yeah.
Jimmy Cliff.
Where?
San Francisco,
right? I mean, you're like, whoa, random city. Yeah. Right, but still, but then you're like, but then he turned into somebody, you know? You're like, yeah. Yeah. VIPs.
We were on a ferry, and my wife said, that guy really, really does a poor imitation of Robin Williams. And you know, he was extremely friendly. I went over and chatted with him.
Yeah.
He told me my wife, and then he back from Alcatraz. But we've all met somebody. I mean, I had dealings with the person that would become the president of the Philippines.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we've all had dealings. But the most important people in my life, aside from my wife, are my parents. And they are...
Wait, you're jumping ahead of the sermon. Oh. Wait. We'll get there. Right? Don't mess with me. Yeah. Janet Reno, yeah. Oh, man. He knows people, right? So now we know people who know people, right? Isn't that good, right? So John who? John Rutter. Oh, music composers. Yes, yeah. Right, and then there are the people, right? If they're in your field, you know, so it's like if I meet, you know, theologians, I'm like, ooh, you know, but other people are like, I don't care, right? But, you know, I mean, musicians know the musicians they really, you know, look up to and such. So I'm not a VIP. I'm okay with that, right? I don't know if I need random people on the ferry coming up to me going, hi, right? It's hard enough for me to figure out what to wear on a Sunday morning and then to realize that you all live webcast the worship services and my sermons, and I'm like, ooh, like, I'm out there. And it's because, right, I'm not that extraordinary, and to be honest, most of us in this room, maybe one of you is, okay? You know who you are. Most of us in this room just aren't extraordinary, not compared with those VIPs that you ooh and awe over. We're kind of everyday people. We're kind of the nobodies. We're just hanging out. And yet the good news is Jesus loves the nobodies. Yes, right? And the gospel in Luke calls into question this whole idea of that there are VIPs and there are nobodies. So in the text this morning, Jesus is going to the house of a leader. He's a somebody. He may not be a VIP, but he's a somebody, right? And he's eating a meal with them, and a nobody walks in, this man with dropsy, and Jesus slows down, pays attention to this man, heals him, gets him what he needs. And then while they're still sitting and having dinner, he tells them this parable. Now, the text says it tells us this parable it's not really a parable. Like, this is not the parable the way that the mustard seed is a parable, because it's addressed to you. So it doesn't actually have the typical form of a parable. It seems a little bit more like social advice, but the writer of Luke called it a parable. So he's saying, when you're the guest, and when you've been invited to the wedding banquet, don't sit in the VIP place, right? Because if you do, and Jimmy Carter comes, right, you're going to have to change seats, right? When you come, you know, you need to sit kind of in that out-of-the-way place, and when the host comes, the host is like, what are you doing by the door next to the bathroom? We need to get you in a better place. So he's talking to them as if they were guests, right? And then he talks, and he says, all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And so in Jesus' eyes, we actually are the very important persons. See, I got there, right? And your parents and your wife, right? That's the core of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. We are loved even when we are imperfect and inadequate, when we are messy, normal people who just sort of struggle to get through day by day. That's the good news that we talk about. When Jesus, we say Jesus loves everybody, every nobody, every darn person. And we're grateful that Jesus hosts us at his table, right? And he's treating us like we're the honored guests. It kind of feels good to be on that receiving end of being the VIP a little bit each week. The role of a guest at a party is to mostly have a good time, to receive what the host is providing. Your mission study for Community Presbyterian Church identified this congregation as that sanctuary model of church. There are other types, activist and civic and evangelistic, but the sanctuary church means that predominantly we view church as that refuge from our daily trials and tribulations where we can more closely feel God's presence, where we can feel like we're guests, where Jesus renews us and feeds us. And so many of us who come are really good at receiving that gifts and enjoying what the host provides. The good guest also knows to leave at the appropriate time. And sometimes you enjoy guests so much, it starts being a guest so much, you know, it can start to feel like a second home or a family, even. And there's nothing wrong with this, but I also think that our scripture this day pushes and challenges us to be more than just guests. For then Jesus turns and invites us to be the co-hosts of his party. The scripture passage goes on to say, as Jesus continued after this parable, that he said to the one who invited him, now when you give the dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your sisters or your relatives or your coworkers, right? When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Jesus is asking us to co-host alongside him, to be the co-sponsors of the party that he is throwing. To remember that this isn't our church and our family. It's Jesus' church and Jesus' family and Jesus' party. And Jesus, when he talks to the host, he's saying, don't worry so much about how to be the very important guest, but how to be the very important host. And so Jesus is inviting us not to stop being guests, but to add to being guests, that guest mentality, to also have the host idea, the host mentality. Because the expectations for hosts are a little different than the expectations for guests. A good host is making things ready. They're preparing the drinks and the food ahead of time. They're taking into account people's diets and diabetics and gluten-free. They want to make sure that their guests are having a good time with each other. Is anybody feeling left out? I need to introduce this person to this person. The good host is extending the invitations, and the good host cleans up at the end of the night. Jesus is the one who has created the guest list. The poor, the lame, the blind, the neighbor. And to Jesus, these, like the man with dropsy, these are the very important people. These are the people that Jesus wants to love and elevate. Are we ready to be co-hosts of Jesus' party? To honor his VIPs the way that he would want them to be honored? Are we even ready to take on this role as co-hosts with Jesus? Because honestly, hosting requires more work than being a guest. Here's the other thing. It's not just up to the pastor, the elders, the deacons to be the hosts. For it's a call for all who long to model their lives after Jesus, who are called to be co-hosts of the vision that Jesus proclaims. A vision and a world, God's world, where indeed all are welcome, all are loved, all are accepted, and all are very important. Amen?
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.